Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Laurier, Director of Human Resources and Operations at Wide Horizon. If I had to choose my own job title, I would simply be a Director of Resources. Over the years, I learned that everything human has limitations, whether it's human thoughts, relationships, conceptions, activities, all is limited in time, space, extent, or magnitude. In my role, it is clear to me that I'm called to go beyond individuals' employment, wages, benefits, training, recruiting, or compliance. And this pandemic has proven it. In fact, while facing different challenges, both personally and professionally, since this pandemic started, we all took specific approaches on how to efficiently defend ourselves. Even though the pandemic had created a hostile healing atmosphere around us, either at work or home, this aspect should not discourage us from expressing our true being. Contrarily, we could look at those challenges as one more opportunity to demonstrate that, in reality, the problem is not physical, but purely mental, and is the direct result of some thoughts cherished in moral mind. God's Law of Adjustment by Adam Dickey. Serving Wide Horizon gives us the opportunity to share a wide range of unlimited scope, interests, and knowledge of Christian Science to both Christian scientists and non-Christian scientists, while acknowledging the infinite supply of resources at our reach. By the way, I decided to talk about the infinite supply of resources. For me, the most challenging part at our defense against this aggressive mental pandemic was compliance with the CDC and other public health agencies. It was at some point challenging to clearly draw the demarcation line between health guidelines and what is acceptable within our theology. However, there was always a lot to be grateful for. We are grateful we did not lose anything of real spiritual value due to the pandemic. Even with some restrictions, our doors stayed open and the care continued 24/7. Wide Horizon did not lay employees off, nor lack the necessary resources to effectively operate. By resources, I mean all types, including human. When we needed Christian Science nurses, they applied on their own in a timely manner to meet our respective needs. When employees became concerned about the employment, there was still reassurance that we will financially go through this period without panic. Even when things looked obscure, we always turned to divine mind for guidance, and mind always guided us all the way. We still remember there was a divine law of adjustment, meeting all our needs. It was very important to acknowledge there is a law of God that is applicable to every conceivable phase of human experience. There is a law of God that is applicable to every conceivable, and no situation or condition can present itself to moral thought which is outside of the direct influence of this infinite law. All we have to do is scientifically to bring this law of adjustment into contact with our unfinished problem. And when we have done this, we have performed our full duty. God's law of adjustment again. I'm definitely aware of my responsibility as a director of human resources and always make sure to go extra miles whenever needed. But when you appear to not finding solutions to the problems you are facing, it is very tempting to believe you will solve them on your own. Nevertheless, I have learned to do my full duty as mentioned earlier and calmly rely on divine mind for answers. No matter what, it is clear that all will be divinely adjusted. I do not need to know how and when things will happen as long as the need is met. What is infinite is all-embracing, absolute and complete, so it can only be applied to mental or spiritual challenges. On page 62 of Science and Earth, we read, "We must not attribute more and more intelligence to matter, but less and less. If we can acknowledge humans as ideas of God, created in his image and likeness, we can only focus on the spiritual aspect of the apparent problem. Our true resources are spiritual, not material. Once we truly understand this, we should be able to express a lot of gratitude even before we find solutions to our problems. It might sound controversial if I say that sometimes if you need more resources, including money, then you may start by sharing a portion of what you already possess. But I can confirm, at least in my case, this approach to be an excellent way of gratitude too. Of course, it needs to be done wisely. As said in the Proverbs, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty." Proverbs 11:24. I'm going to read an excerpt from 1 Kings 17:10-15, Elijah and the widow at Zarephath. "When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, 'Would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink?' As she was going to get it, he called, 'And bring me, please, a piece of bread.' 'As surely as the Lord your God lives,' she replied, 'I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.' Elijah said to her, 'Don't be afraid, go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land.' She went away and did as Elijah had told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and their family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah." It is true that our ministry needs financial support for its operations, but this aspect never stopped Wide Horizon from helping those in need if they cannot afford Christian Science nursing care. Wide Horizon does not decline admission to applicants based on their financial status. So it is very logical to see every single dollar spent on fellow church members in need is returned to Wide in certain ways. What blesses one, blesses all. Finally, I believe gratitude is very essential to our ministry. We are grateful to all our donors, our board of directors, staff, and resident for any kind of contributions to Wide Horizon. As long as the ultimate goal of our ministry is to bless humankind, this organization will never lack resources to fulfill his mission. Whether it's money, staff, or infrastructures, we always remember that we have infinite supply of resources from divine mind. Thank you. I'm going to invite Brian Bediger, our CEO.